A trip on board the Via Australis will get you close to some of the most breathtaking glaciers in South America. Javier Solis is an expedition guide aboard the Via Australis. So why is this area so great for glaciers?
Well, because we're right on the middle of the Darwin Mountain Range, which, the total length of it is of about 120 kilometers. And the beauty of it is that there is many glaciers that come from it, that go all the way from the accumulation area down to either become tidewater glaciers or hanging glaciers or valley glaciers. And there is so many, I mean, at least in Patagonia, we have nearly 3,000 of them. Some of them don't even have names yet. Some of them have not even been discovered yet. So that's the beauty of it. There is just so much more that we can discover even on a daily basis.
And how accessible are these glaciers?
Very accessible. We always do visits to several glaciers from the area. We visit Pia Glacier, we visit Garibaldi Glacier, Aguila Glacier, Piloto and Nena Glacier, the ones that we saw this afternoon. Many of them, which are on a daily basis, but then we have some others that we see once a week. For example, the Glacier Sally, where you get to see Germany, France, Italy, and Romanche Glacier. So if you like glaciers, this is one of the best places to go, simply because there's just a huge amount of glaciers.
Why do some glaciers look very white and other ones look very blue?
The ones that look a little bluer are because they are more compacted, more compressed. The ones that look a little more white is because there is still particles of air trapped inside which don't allow the entrance of the sun rays. So there is these particles of air that are trapped inside that avoid the whole passing of these rays from the sun, which we, by the way, we see blue because of an optical illusion, meaning that, I mean, all of the rays from the sun go through it. It could be green, purple, yellow, even, I mean, any color you would like. But blue is the strongest color to the human eye, and that's the main reason why we get to see it of that color. And if we want to be even more specific about it, blue color, out of all of the colors from the spectrum of the sun, is the one that has the shortest wavelength and the highest frequency.
Do the glaciers seem to sort of move throughout the course of the season? Because obviously you're visiting them right through the season. Are you seeing changes in them?
What happens with this is, once again, in Patagonia, as we have many glaciers, not all of them have been under study. But what we know and what we have been able to see is that season after season and after season of coming back, some of them seem to be balanced glacier, meaning that they move forwards during the off season when we don't come here, which is usually colder temperature, and that makes it advance and not be active anymore or not so active. And then we have, once we start coming here, we see, for example, it replenishes itself. So once we start in September, there is more to the glacier than what we had in April when the temperatures were a little hotter and we had lots of activity.
And overall, have you seen a particular change, maybe due to climate change or human impact in this area?
In my almost three years that I've been on the company, it's very hard to see changes in such a small period of time. But what I have been able to see is that, at least for historical research that we have done, we have some shocking examples of the receding of glaciers, like Marinelli Glacier, which in the past 100 years, it has receded 13 kilometers, and that we have records of. For the other glaciers, like the Romanche Glacier, which back in the time in 1882, it used to be a tidewater glacier, but as of right now, 2005, 2012, it's already been a hanging glacier. So now it's hanging. It's been receding from what used to be the water, and now it receded, moved backwards, and now it's hanging. It's a hanging glacier.
That's Javier Solis, expedition guide on board the Via Australis. For more information, see australis.com.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.